the middle section of the bridge collapsed into the water, and there are unknown amounts of people and or vehicles in the water.
911 calls into Baltimore. An extraordinary response is underway after the breathtaking video of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsing early this morning as a cargo ship was passing underneath it. Fox's Griff Jenkins, one of the first reporters on scene very early on this morning. And Griff, you've had a chance to see and hear from emergency officials. Catch us up, first of all, on the search and rescue and recovery operations.
Yeah, Rich, good morning. It's great to be with you. And we are just about 1,000 meters north of the collapse at the base of the Key Bridge. And the officials here, they were at a press conference in the last hour led by the Maryland Transportation Secretary, who told me, number one, that it's early in the investigation, but so far nothing they have seen would lead them to believe it was intentional or there was foul play. And that, number two, this is an active search and rescue mission being led by both state and local first responders, along with the Coast Guard, which has a very strong presence here. Three ships are in the water. There's a cutter as well. And they've got the helicopter above us as we speak now. And right now they have pulled a total of two individuals out of the water. One was not hurt. The other was seriously hurt and was taken to a hospital. There may be as many as seven unaccounted for that they're looking for, although they say that that number may be fluctuating. There were not only cars and vehicles on the bridge, which we know there are at least some. We don't have the exact number of vehicles in that water right now, and there's no, we haven't seen any video or anything to suggest they've pulled them out yet. But we know that there were also some construction workers somehow involved with the Maryland Transportation Authority's efforts to do routine repairs, which they do overnight, and that many of those that went into the water were those workers at the time they were doing concrete repair, we're told. We just don't know exactly how many of those workers may have gone in. But one thing that you have to really take into consideration, the full context of this, Rich, is that it's very cold here. It's in the 30s air temperature. The water temperature is about 48, 49 degrees. And you're in a river, the Patapsco River, which is the waterway that leads from the Chesapeake Bay into Baltimore Harbor. That is a very difficult situation to be in. Within an hour, you would be into hypothermia, let alone if you were at the top of the bridge, it's at more than 150 feet of a drop. So very difficult to survive, very active, urgent search and rescue going on. But the larger point in questions will come about how it was that this nearly 1,000-foot-long Singapore-flagged cargo ship hit the main, one of the main posts that holds this bridge up. That's why the dynamic video shows such a large span coming down, how it hit it. Now, officials say they were not certain, but it did not appear initially that the ship had a tugboat guiding it. That's normally how these things get in and out of harbors like Baltimore, which is among the largest harbors in the nation and a big part of our shipping commerce nationally. Why it wasn't being guided and how it was able to hit this thing. We're waiting for more answers. We hope for another press conference within an hour, hour and a half, and maybe we'll begin to get some of those, as well as an update on how the search and rescue mission's going.
And that cargo ship is still there, Griff, underneath the rubble. Do we have any idea of how many crew members may be aboard? They may be crucial in answering the why of this.
They certainly will be. There's been no information coming from that ship, and I had asked the officials if they could give us some indication of what the communication was between the ship and Baltimore, as it was normally would have been in normal communications going in and out of harbors. We don't have any information on that, and they said it may be a very long time before we're able to even hear any of that communication because it's so early in the investigation. One thing we know for certain, and that is until further notice, all vessels on the water are halted from coming in and out of the harbor.
And that has huge implications on the shipping industry. Again, the acute phase of this is going to be the search and rescue or recovery efforts. But the longer term, and I don't know if any of the officials on the ground are saying it, but just to imagine how much commerce comes through, I think it was in the neighborhood of $74.3 billion worth of foreign cargo that crosses the state-owned and private piers just at the Port of Baltimore last year. For perspective, Jack's Port here in Jacksonville has just over 10 million tons of cargo last year.
And it's billions. And if you've ever been down there, I've gone on other stories down to the harbor and interviewed the stevedores and the workers down there. It is a massive operation, and it is billions of dollars of commerce. And really, Rich, to put into your personal perspective, it's everything we buy, our clothes, food, everything that's shipped over here, as well as major commercial things like tractors and commercial products. And so the impact economically in terms of the commerce picture is going to be very significant. And we're really not going to be able to put that into perspective, I think, for days, if not weeks.
I appreciate the live report this morning. Fox's Griff Jenkins, who has been a part of Fox and Friends in coverage through the overnight hours, one of the first to arrive on scene very early on this morning in Baltimore. Griff, we always value your insight and reporting. It's 8:21.